Good morning, GWA. Bad horsey. Finding myself recording again on my way to work. A mere 48 hours. Oh, no, wait. It's been... Yeah, no, that was on hump day. So, yeah, well, whatever, you know. I only posted it on whenever. I'm so confused. It doesn't matter. Anyway, feels like I was just... I was doing this not so long ago in the other direction coming home when I pulled over to the exit and made that audio that resulted in my mailbox exploding. It's made me wonder if Reddit has a limit to how much mail that you, one person, is allowed to get, actually. Because it would seem that I'm getting close to getting that. So I thought I would make this quick little audio for you to say thank you for sending all those pictures. I really was not expecting what happened, and I was literally drowning in all weekend in pictures and videos, and it was amazing. You are some beautiful men out there, very sexy guys, all of you. There wasn't a single picture that came in where I was like, nah, I don't think so. Every single one, and I'm not, like, making this up. Every single one, there was, like, something special or different or unique. There are a couple that were just amazing, or more than a couple. I don't know what's happened to Cox in the last... 10 years, it seems like they've gotten so much bigger. Or maybe we didn't have, I mean, I guess we didn't really have dick pics when I was, you know, in college. And maybe it's the angle they're taking at. I'm just blown away. Or maybe it's Photoshop. I don't know, but I don't think so. I think that you guys are, some of you are just, a lot of you are just huge. And then all the uncut boys, oh my god, do I love your cocks. Oh god, that's sexy. Fuck that. I think I need to move to like Canada or the UK, or I'm going to start studying some census statistics on what's going on down there in various countries. And, you know, what would be great is if I could combine that with an accent that I really like. Like, what's going on with you New Zealand boys? Are you mostly intact? What's going on over there? Please let me know, okay? Because I love your accent. I want to come make some audios and play with you. And play with your foreskin, if you haven't. Anyway, so I've tried to answer every single person who has written me. And I'm glad that I did. It seems like many of you appreciated getting a response and weren't expecting it, and then sent me, you know, more, which is great. I guess I'm saying that I have to stop now, though. Unfortunately, I don't mean that you have to stop. I don't want you to stop. please don't stop. I just can't keep up the individual thank yous anymore. It pretty much took over my life for a weekend, and I didn't get much else done in my normal life. Not to mention, you know, making any audios or anything. So I don't think I can respond to everybody anymore, which kind of makes me sad. And I still want to get them. So I hope I'm not shooting myself in the foot by making this, but I just wanted you all to know that I'm still appreciating it, even if you don't hear back from me. And, you know, I think there's, I've realized that there's like a need for this, because otherwise you wouldn't all have done it. And I guess the need maybe is to feel sexy too, you know, or feel that somebody wants every part of you. And I get that. I understand that. I want that. I want somebody to think I'm desirable, every part of me. And when I think that there's so many of you out there who maybe aren't getting that in your lives, that makes me sad. And it makes me honored that you trusted me. And then there were a few of you who wrote that you were embarrassed or weren't proud of your cocks for whatever reason, and sent them anyway, and that was really brave. And let me tell you, nobody who sent me a picture has anything to worry about. And I hope that I wrote back in a way that helps you feel that. There was nobody who was too small, for example, for me. I don't know how to put this, but yeah. I mean, there's nobody who's too small for any woman. I mean, it's not like I have like a tiny little vagina or something. There was nobody who was too small. Everybody was fine. I think maybe you're watching too much porn and comparing yourselves to guys who are, you know, huge, like 9 inches or, yeah, nobody who sent me a picture has anything to worry about. Okay, you're all average, and to be honest, I can only take so much when I'm hold on, I gotta change lanes here. Hold on, I have to focus on what I'm doing here. It's getting gnarly, the traffic. So, anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, you know, if you're too long, you have to be careful, because women have, you know, a stopping point called the cervix, and that, for me, it hurts if you're, like, pounding away super hard, and, so if you're really a large, please remember that if you're ever with me. I'll tell you. I'll remind you. But if you're with some other woman who maybe won't remind you, and if you're not that long, then there's benefits to that, which is, you know, you can go balls deep and nobody's gonna have a problem. So, you know, that's a really nice silver lining there. Okay, guys, I'm almost at work. Thank you so much. This is like really an amazing weekend in a very strange way, unexpected. I never thought I'd be spending a weekend like I don't even know how to describe it. Just looking at so many wonderful Redditors. What an amazing website. You guys all are so sexy. You really are. I got so wet over and over and over all weekend long. I might have to pull over. All right. Bye for now. Please write. I still want to see you. Okay. Bye.